This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
Hello and welcome to Audioscope. As it's getting close to Christmas and close to the New Year, some people might want to think of New Year's resolutions. So tonight on Audioscope we have two options. NCBI are organising a pilot peer mentoring scheme, and I'll speak to Jane Baird in just a moment about that. And later on, Sister Breed Smith is organising a mammoth cycle around the coast of Ireland. First of all, Jane Baird from NCBI. Can you tell me a little bit about it, please?
Well, NCBI is planning to run a peer mentoring scheme. It's just a pilot, so it'll only be in the Greater Dublin area to start with. And
it peer mentoring scheme, what's that all about?
Well, peer mentoring means having the support of somebody who's in a similar situation, in this instance, somebody who has a vision impairment, with a view to supporting and encouraging them to overcome practical difficulties in daily life that are related to their sight loss. This could be getting out, shopping, dining out, handling money, dealing with officials, employment issues. Something that the person who is acting in the role as the peer mentor will have overcome themselves and feel comfortable and confident in sharing their experience with another person who might have difficulty in those areas.
So how do you imagine it would work?
Well, I think it's the whole idea of somebody who's in a similar situation, the peer aspect. And we would hope that we will be training people for a period of maybe 6 weeks on different aspects of mentoring, using different mentoring models, looking at listening skills, interviewing skills, boundary issues, and anything that we feel is relevant to the whole mentoring relationship. And we would hope that peer mentors will meet with the people who need or would like to have the support of a mentor maybe once a week for an hour. And the project will be closely monitored and they will be supervised and allowed to talk to the manager of the pilot, which is myself.
Okay, so the peers get support. Are you looking for people to become peer mentors, or do you have peer mentors and you're looking for people who like to avail of the service, or both?
We're looking for both, actually. I'm glad you asked that question, because there's no point setting up a service if there isn't a need there. But from the reaction I've got so far, it seems that there's definitely a felt need to talk to people who are in a similar situation, who might be able to support people in a practical way.
And it's kind of nice. I know that I enjoy meeting other blind people every now and again, and kind of saying, well, you know, what all the silly things that you do, or how do you manage that, or how do you manage that? And everyone has their own way of doing it, don't they?
Absolutely. And that's one thing I suppose I should emphasise, that peer mentoring isn't so much somebody telling somebody what to do, but through a sort of a building up a relationship and listening, helping that person themselves find solutions to difficulties whilst sharing their own knowledge. So it's not counselling in the sense that it doesn't go in an in-depth way into somebody's personal issues. And it's not coaching, and it's not as directive, but it's something in between, if you like.
I think it's nice to know that you're not alone, and that you're not alone in finding certain things like matching socks difficult, or whatever, those kinds of
absolutely
day-to-day things, or walking into the wrong room, or those kinds of things. But lots of it is how you deal with kind of not really being able to see non-verbal communication, and do you make eye contact in pubs, and how do you get, you know, all these kinds of issues. There's so many of them, aren't there?
Absolutely, and we hope to run in our training course, we hope to have a session on body language and, you know, the sort of body language that can be helpful to you and sort of dealing with the lack of it, I suppose, with somebody with a vision impairment.
So supposing I wanted to become a peer mentor, what would I do?
Well, basically you have to either contact myself at jane.baird@ncbi.ie or Margot O'Connor at margot.oconnor@ncbi.ie, and you can ring me at any time on 086 832 1075.
Okay, we'll get those contact details from you again. So supposing I contact you or Margot, then what happens?
Well, what happens is then, depending on whether you're looking to be a peer mentor or somebody who wants to be mentored, we'd probably arrange to meet with you a person individually and look at your experience, what you feel you have to offer. We obviously have to check people who are going to be mentored for suitability and appropriateness. And the age range would be between 18 and 65. People, in terms of the men who want to be mentors, people who feel they've adjusted well to having sight loss, who possess good interpersonal skills, are reliable and positive in outlook. And but in both cases, whether you want to be a mentor or to be mentored, we would meet with you individually. And then if we feel the mentors, the people who want to be mentors are suitable, they'll go forward on the training program and we'll match them up with the people who want to be mentored.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to become a mentor, what kind of, you know, you said that there would be something like 6 weeks training. When is that likely to take place?
Early in the new year. We have funding and we have to use the funding up quite quickly.
Yeah. Okay, so you'll be trained early in the new year, so then you may start mentoring February, March time?
Hopefully. And we may actually start mentoring people while they're training, which so they can sort of give feedback and log it, like, or close to the end of the training.
And if I was somebody who wanted to be mentored or wanted to use the service, again, I contact you or Margot, then you meet me, then what happens?
Wait until we find a suitable. We try to match people up, you know, in terms of compatibility, in interests, in the area you want to be mentored in personality, and a range of factors, and maybe age and gender, because some people would prefer to be mentored by somebody of the same sex, and others wouldn't have a problem. And some people might want an older person, some might want somebody closer in age. So we really have to look at all those variables in making an assessment of matching.
But people can contact you if they would like to avail of the service.
Absolutely.
Soon, and with the hope that maybe February, March, April, or later on in the year, they might actually be able to. How many sessions with a mentor will somebody be able to have?
Well, I mean, it's ongoing. There isn't really a set amount stipulated, but anything from probably 2 to 3 to maybe 6 or 7, or it could be longer. You know, it very much depends on the issue. I wouldn't imagine it would be that long in a lot of cases, you know, because anything that is more in-depth or requires greater support might be more appropriately referred to the peer counselling service.
And what are the mentors paid? Or how?
No, it's a voluntary service, but all expenses incurred would be paid, like travel to and from the agreed venue.
And if somebody wanted to be mentored, are there any costs to them?
Well, obviously, you know, travelling to and fro, but we probably would be in a position to cover some of their travel costs.
Okay, but you don't actually need to pay for the service?
No, absolutely no. It's completely free.
So if people want to get involved and find out more, they should contact you or Margot. Can you give us those contact details again, please?
Yes, it's jane.baird@ncbi.ie.
Sorry for interrupting you. Can you spell those?
Baird? B-A-I-R-D. It's a Scottish name.
Okay. So jane.baird and no Y's or E's or anything in Jane?
No, just Annie. Plain Jane.
Okay. @ncbi.ie or
Margot O'Connor, M-A-R-G-O, O'Connor, no apostrophes obviously, @ncbi.ie.
Great. And your phone number again?
086-832-1075.
Well, best of luck with that, Jane. Well, hopefully maybe we might sort of find out how things are going later on when up and running.
Well, we will have an evaluation built in so that we'll see how the service has run and, you know, and do sort of troubleshooting. And if it is successful, we hope to bring it to the regions.
That sounds good. Jane Baird from NCBI, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Another option for next year is to get fit for a long cycle. Sister Breach Smith is co-organising a cycle around the coast of Ireland, presumably on your tandem, Sister Breach.
Well, it can be tandem or it can be solo cycle. It's a coastal cycle tour of Ireland, and it's organised for the first 2 weeks in July of 2007.
So plenty of advance warning.
Plenty of warning, yes, so that people can get it penciled in, because this is the time people like to plan adventures and holidays and personal challenges and all of that. So this is a good time to get it penciled in.
So can you tell me what exactly you're doing?
Well, the cycle tour is leaving Carrickmacross on Sunday the 1st of July, sharp at 9 a.m. Now, it's starting from Carrickmacross, which is inland, because that is where the cycle tour, the cycle club is based. So then we move out to the coast and go in an anti-clockwise position, direction up through the north of Ireland and reaching Galway on the following Sunday, the 8th of July, continuing on around the coast and concluding in Carrickmacross on the following Sunday, the 15th of July.
That sounds like a really long cycle. How many miles is it likely to be?
It's 1,250 plus.
That's quite a long cycle, isn't it? Over 14 days, is it?
Over 14 days, yes.
And is that solid cycling every day?
Well, no, there will be some rest days. There will be a couple of rest days. And as well as that, it is, as somebody described it, somebody actually who is unfortunately housebound at the moment, they described it as the ultimate in freedom. Because the method that we envisage, actually it's my brother Michael, who is chief tour operator, and he is a very active member of Carrickmacross Cycling Club. And the method that we envisage is that a core group of cyclists will undertake the complete challenge of 1,250 plus miles. And then that we invite other interested cyclists and clubs to participate in one or more stages, either as solo cyclists or as tandem cyclists. So it's geared towards sighted people and visually impaired people.
And so if you wanted to just do, if you couldn't do the 1,000 and whatever miles, you could just do a stage day or two?
You can just do a stage. And actually, it would remind one a little bit of, you know, the city tourist bus where one can hop on and off at will. This tour is like that, where people can join for a stage, then they might need to return home on business or whatever, and then they can join at another stage. So they can do one or all of the stages, as many as they feel that they would like to do or that they are capable of doing.
And how long is each stage going to be?
Now, each stage will be an average of 90 to 95 to 100 to 100 miles per day.
So that's the first fair amount per day if you're continuing it over lots of different stages.
Well, it is, but hopefully people will get in a lot of training beforehand, and it's a marvellous challenge. And in fact, the goal of the whole venture is actually twofold. It's could be taken on as a personal challenge or as an adventure, or just for cardiovascular exercise at its best. Or they can add an optional dimension of fundraising. And the reason why I mention that is that the chief tour organiser, Michael, and three of his friends completed the tour in a clockwise position, in a clockwise direction, in the year 1998. He and three friends, John Joe Rogers and Gerald McAdam and Tommy McKeown, they did it without any backup at all. They did it just as a personal challenge. And then, on hindsight, they realised that it would have been a wonderful added dimension if they had done some fundraising for named charities, and that other people could benefit from the hard work and enjoyment that they had put into the venture.
And so what charities can people raise money for, whatever charity they want, or do you have charities that you're hoping to raise money
for?
The
two named charities are Carrickmacross Cancer Society and the National Council for the Blind.
So if somebody wants to find out more information, who should they contact?
Well, Michael at the following telephone number, 042-9669-756, and preferably after 6 p.m.
Okay.
And they can also contact Breathe on the following mobile number, 087-29-059-50.
And if they give either of the two of you a phone call, you can then send them out all of the information.
We can send them out all of the information. So it's very exciting. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we wish you all the best of luck. Thank you very much, Sister Breed.
Thank you very much indeed, Bethan.
And that was Sister Breed Smith. And that's it for this week. Until next time, goodbye.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio 1. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie/radio1.